Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This program is coming to you from Houston, Texas. I'm down here for another leg or another stop on the John Deere Drive Green Utility Tractor Show. And this one's going to be at the Houston Farm and Ranch Club. In fact, I was out on site this afternoon getting things set up, and then that event will take place tomorrow, and I'll be there producing content, some of which I'll share on AgWired, but most of that's meant for DriveGreenTractors.com, the Drive Green Utility Tractor Show blog. So keep an eye on it, because we're going to have some fun stuff on there. I just know tomorrow is when we really get into it here in this year that John Deere's calling the year of the utility tractor. But before I got there, when I came into Houston this afternoon, I stopped off at the Stoller USA annual U.S. Ag Associates Conference. That's being held here, and this is an annual event they've been doing for about 16 years, bringing in researchers, crop consultants, and others, and it's a pretty intensive multi-day affair, as you're going to learn here, because I spoke to Jerry Stoller. He's the CEO and president of Stoller Group, and he was there at the very first one, of course, and has been involved with it since the beginning. And as he says, there's not a lot of entertainment there, things like golf outings and stuff. This is really a business meeting for those people who want to walk away with a lot of new knowledge. So had just a fascinating conversation with Jerry. I don't think I had had a chance to meet him before, but I think you'll really enjoy listening to him. And let's just go right to the conversation with Jerry.
My name is Jerry Stoller. I've been in the agricultural business all my life. I was raised on a farm. I went to agricultural colleges in Illinois and Cornell University, and I was in agriculture after I graduated, and I'm still in agriculture.
So that, I guess, is why I was introduced as, this is Mr. Stoller.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Well, I think that's more because of my age. Everybody used to call me Jerry.
I got you. Well, okay. You've got a conference taking place here in Houston. First of all, tell me a little bit about the conference. It's the purpose of why you put this on.
Okay, in 1992, seven agricultural consultants and I met in Chicago, on the southwest side of Chicago. And consultants charged for their services to farmers, and all of them wanted to increase their knowledge so they could be better and maybe charge more, make their growers more money. And so they got together and said, look, we as consultants are pretty quiet. We keep our knowledge to ourselves. You know, we don't want to tell other people about it and have competitors. But if we could arrange to have a group of consultants scattered over a large area, we didn't have to worry about them competing. Mm-hmm. We'd like to exchange ideas with other consultants, learn new technology, and the reason we came to you is you're kind of a good teacher.
Yeah. So this is the, it's called the U.S. Ag Associates?
U.S. Ag Associates, yes. Yeah. We're in U.S. We start out in U.S. We're all in agriculture, and we're associates. And there's no real owner.
Okay. That wasn't a very hard name to pick out then, was it?
Not at all. Now we're having problems now because we're having almost an equal amount of consultants come from outside the United States. I mean, we probably have people here that work in 40 different countries.
Well, it's a global marketplace we're in today.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Because when I started in business, you have to have a bank loan to operate business, to carry inventory for the season, for the spring season. And my banker said, you're scattered all over the world. How are you going to get all this money back to the United States? I said, well, as owner of the company, I thought my job was to build equity, not to do it in U.S. dollars. And I had a hard time getting loans.
Well, I can relate to that because our little company is now just about 5 years old. And, yes, we had to do that to get things started working with a bank. So, very much understandable. Well, tell me a little bit about some of the key issues that are kind of top of mind and awareness here at this conference.
What these people want to discuss amongst themselves is how does one take a plant that has, like, for instance, corn. It has a yield potential of 600 bushel per acre, and our national corn average is only 150 bushel per acre. What's happening to all that genetic potential that seed has in it, and over a period of 110 days, we lose so much of that potential? How can we build on that? And it's not only corn, it's soybeans, it's fruit trees, it's vegetables. These people represent maybe 60 or 70 different crops.
And that's actually important for people who are not even involved in agribusiness to know, because we are in a world where we're trying to not only increase our food supply, but also use some of those same food stocks to fuel our vehicles as well.
This here energy use of foodstuffs has propelled the crop prices and commodity prices to a new level where people are more even eager to learn because the input costs are not so debilitating. They got high enough prices that they can afford these input costs and afford to try something new. So teaching now is much easier than it was when corn was $1.80 a bushel. Mm-hmm.
So looking at your sessions that I know you have here, can you give me just an idea of the range of different subjects? Because I know you've mentioned certain commodities, but this gets into a lot more than just corn and soybeans, right?
Oh, my goodness. Citrus, apples, prunes, peaches, tomatoes, greenhouse crops, field crops. I mean, we about 70 different crops we cover. Of different kinds. And, you know, when you start out coming to this conference, you say, oh my goodness, 70 different crops, 70 different things to learn completely new about. After you're at this conference for 3 years, more people come up to me and say, you know, these crops aren't too much different from each other, aren't they? And then I know that they catch on what to do. But look, basically, a crop is like a girl, like a woman. When the seed germinates, it's like a girl being born. The seed goes through a baby stage, just like a girl does. Then the seed goes through its vegetative growth stage. A girl goes through her adolescent stage. The girl approaches her period of ovulation. The crop flowers. That's the reproductive stage. Then eventually, the girl goes through menopause. The plant leaves start to senesce, and the end result is death. But you have to leave behind your prodigy in order to continue the same. But most crops go through this. So why is it different?
That's a beautiful analogy. Well, as you look at this year's conference in particular and the attendance and the people you have here, what are you kind of hoping for to be the result as people leave from this conference?
The end result of this conference is if every person leaves and say, man, for 3 days' time, I really increased my knowledge. I really increased my understanding. I really increased my ability to teach certain things to my clients. That makes it all worthwhile. Now, can you do this for 3 days in a row? Because remember, most of these people are field people. They're not students. So how can they sit there for 3 days, cramped up in a room, listen to these presentations, and be willing to do it year after year after year after year? How do I tell if it's successful? If the number of people grow each year, it's successful. If the number decreases, then it's not successful.
And I'm going to just guess that doing it this long, you must be in the successful side of that equation.
Well, we started out with 7, as I said. Today, I imagine there's between 100 and 110. Mm-hmm. And that was in 1992, so we're talking... Well, this is our 16th annual conference, yes. Mm-hmm. But these people are very disciplined. Okay, they're not your average person out there. As I try to explain to them, there's plenty of growers that would like to do this, that don't even know who we are, or don't know our association, nor could they necessarily sit somewhere for 3 days to learn. I said, I think that if we had a site that they could come onto, express themselves, why do certain things happen certain ways? And we could kind of conduct this classroom or, you know, free exchange of ideas. I said, I think there's tremendous potential using the internet, these blog sites, in order to teach. Now, coming from me, That's kind of a statement, because I'm probably the only person at this convention that doesn't even know how to turn on a computer, because I spend all my time reading.
Well, I can assure you that you will be able to say you have been blogged, because agwire.com, my website, is a blog, where it's a news blog about agriculture, mm-hmm. but that is where we will be posting this. So I appreciate that comment.
Yeah. Well, I hope that people, you know, I'm 73 years old now. You know, you want to say, well, at this time, what kind of legacy am I going to leave with all that? I just hope that my life has inspired people to learn more about what they're doing, learn how to do it better, and then help the next generation that come along. Okay? Because it's not how smart I am. It's how good of a teacher I can be to the next generation for them to pass on to the following generation. So, you know, this here is a labor of love.
Well, with the attendance you have and the success with this conference, I'd say you're doing a pretty good job of that. And so I want to thank you very much, Jerry, for taking a few minutes out of your schedule here to speak with me. Really appreciate it, and hope continued success with Stoller in the future.
If you put this interview on your site, I would just like to say to your listeners, most of us wait for the seed companies to change seed to help us in our yield. But when you consider we're only getting 30% out of the seed that we're planting, we can do a lot to help the seed that we have rather than just sitting there waiting for new seed.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Very good point.
I want to thank you for the interview.
All right.
Hope you have a good trip here in Houston.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad I had a chance to stop at Stoller USA's U.S. Ag Associates Conference. I wish I could have spent a little more time there, but it was just kind of handy since it was sort of on the way from the airport to my next stop, which is this Drive Green Utility Tractor Show, and I'll be there on location tomorrow. So that's the Zimcast for this week. No music to end with this week. Kind of busy, but hopefully enjoyed the conversation here, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again on our next program. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.